Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome everyone to this part of the service. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday school and the study of in the book of Ruth. Beautiful story, an unusual story. In our class, we sometimes get off on the go off on a different kind of track a little bit. It was good. I'd like to look at one verse out of our lesson this morning, verse 16, and make some comments on that. Boaz instructing his young men, he says, "And let fall some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them and rebuke her not." Handfuls of purpose. I love that phrase. Intentional, not waste, but something that's to sustain her and do her good. Handfuls of purpose. And it's interesting that it was referenced this morning in our class that the law had made provision for those that were unfortunate, those that were poor, those that they couldn't wait at the beginning of every month for their welfare check. They had to go out and find what they were going to eat. And this is what Ruth was doing. But in Deuteronomy 24, if you want to turn there, I'd like to read verses 18 and following. It says, "But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee from thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. When thou cuttest thine harvest in the field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, and for the fatherless and the widow, that the Lord may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. And when thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And when thou gatherest the grapes of the vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing." I think it's very interesting that there's specific instructions given for the harvest. And their concept of ownership was very different than what our concept of ownership is. And maybe even our concept of waste. Because I like, when I cut the hayfield, I like to cut the corners. I don't always get it done, but I like to think about if I can't get it there, that it's for the quail and the rabbits and stuff like that anyhow. So maybe those are not necessarily the fatherless and widows. But I don't expect anybody else to come in and clean up the hayfield and glean it for themselves. So our sense, I would think that would be a little strange if somebody would do that. And yet, this was their sense of taking care of the other, was to leave the corners of the field, to not pick up what they had dropped, and to even not even go back after a sheaf if there was one out there. That was for the other person. That was for them. And the reason for that was, he says, "You remember that you were a bondman in Egypt. Times were tough, and you look out for that person that doesn't have the good that you have. They didn't own their land in Egypt. They were slaves, and he redeemed them with a mighty hand, and they all knew that story. And he wanted them to remember and to do the good things because of their remembrance and their of how it was to be thankful for that reason." And it talks about the grain fields, it talks about the olive trees, and it talks about the grapes. Each one specifically mentions what you do. You don't, when you shake the olive tree and all your olives fall down, you don't shake it again. You just leave what's there. That's for the poor and the fatherless and the widows. Now, what are handfuls of purpose? Here were the gleaners, and they were gleaning. They had a good harvest, and they were just dropping them for the people that would come along afterwards. I think that that Paul in Colossians chapter 3 gave us handfuls of purpose of in his teaching here. I'd like to just read a few verses. We all know these by heart, probably, and yet I think they're beautiful. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, I think without doubt that this was Paul's teaching for all of his people, all of God's people, and for some of the same reasons, maybe, that the law instructed Israel to what they should do in a time of harvest. He said, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget that you were bondsmen in Egypt. And Paul says, here he says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I think that if we bear in mind where we came from, what we're redeemed from, in other words, that our life is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in every area. It's going to help keep these things in perspective. I was really blessed last Sunday by the message that Joseph shared with us on letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly, just to flow through, and that's what it is. But the one thing where we can especially be conscious, and that is to have an attitude of thankfulness. You know, we can see a lot of these things that we can see in the character of Ruth when we look at this story. We can see humility. We can see gratefulness. Those are two things that are really outstanding. But in doing that, it brings in a lot of other areas of life too. We see her faithfulness. We can see kindness on the part of Boaz. Those are all examples of what God's people should be. But Paul, he comes in and he enlarges on all of those. And he talks about bowels of mercies. We don't use that term, do we? But being very merciful is what Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Here some time ago we looked at the story of Jonah. And it was so interesting to me to realize that here's a man that experienced mercy in a tremendous way, and yet he wants to withhold it and keep it from the people he was preaching to. Blessed are the merciful, Jesus said, for they shall obtain mercy. And then he talks about forgiveness, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you. Don't forget what you were forgiven from. Do the same. It's just a cycle that he goes over. So those are some of the handfuls of purpose that should be dropped by the reapers for the people to benefit from. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.